Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to The Lonely Ladder. Ever feel like you're scaling this crazy thing called career growth all by yourself? You know, that feeling of being surrounded by people yet still completely alone in your hustle? It's a common experience, trust me. But today, we're tackling something super important, building resilience in a new career. Because let's face it, jumping into uncharted territory can be both exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time. Now, resilience isn't about being tough or never feeling overwhelmed. It's about having the mental strength to bounce back from setbacks, learn from your mistakes, and keep pushing forward even when things get rough. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a rock climber. You're not going to just scale that mountain on your first try. There are going to be moments where you slip, maybe even fall. But a resilient climber picks themselves up, dusts off the dirt, and figures out a new route. So, how do we become those rock-solid climbers in our careers? First things first, cultivate self-awareness. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Knowing yourself inside and out is like having a roadmap for navigating the twists and turns of your career journey. Be honest with yourself about what you're good at, what needs improvement, and what truly lights you up. Second, embrace the power of learning. Let's be real. No one knows everything right from the get-go. In a new career, there's always something new to learn, whether it's a new skill, a different software program, or even just how things work in that specific company culture. Third, build a support network. You don't have to conquer this mountain alone. Surround yourself with people who encourage you, challenge you, and celebrate your successes. Think mentors, friends, colleagues, anyone who can offer a listening ear, a piece of advice, or just a virtual high five when you need it. Fourth, celebrate the small wins. Remember that epic climb we talked about? It's not all about reaching the summit. It's also about enjoying the journey and acknowledging every milestone along the way. So, take time to celebrate those achievements, big or small, because they fuel your motivation and keep you going strong. Finally, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. It's crucial to prioritize your mental and physical well-being, especially when navigating the ups and downs of a new career. This means making time for activities that recharge you, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes each day to breathe and clear your head. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She just landed her dream job as a marketing manager at a tech startup. She's excited, she's nervous, and she's ready to rock it. But within a week, things get pretty overwhelming. Deadlines are looming, the company culture is different than what she expected, and she feels like she's drowning in emails. Sarah could easily spiral into stress and self-doubt, right? But here's where resilience comes in. Sarah remembers to take deep breaths, focus on one task at a time, and reach out to her mentor for guidance. She realizes that this is all part of the learning process and that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define her. She starts celebrating small wins, completing a successful campaign, mastering a new software tool, or simply making it through the day without losing her cool. Slowly but surely, Sarah builds her confidence, adapts to the new environment, and thrives in her role. That, my friends, is the power of resilience. It's not about being perfect. It's about getting back up when you fall, learning from your experiences, and becoming stronger along the way. Remember, every career journey has its ups and downs. But by cultivating these habits and embracing the challenges, you can build a career that is not only successful but also fulfilling. So, go out there, climb those ladders, and know that you have the strength within you to achieve anything you set your mind to. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of inspiration. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps me keep creating content that resonates with you. See you on the next climb.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.